Fast Eddie in the studios of EAA Radio, and with me right now is Dan Haig, chairman of the Culpeper Air Fest. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Eddie, I'm doing wonderful. It's a wonderful day. Thank you very much for having me in today.
You got the Culpeper Air Fest. What's that all about?
It's our 17th annual air show. Kind of started up as just a bunch of pilots wanting to fly in. Eventually, it formalized into some performers coming, and it's actually grown into be quite an air show these days. Last year, I think we had attendance 8,000 to 9,000 people. It's a completely free air show to the local population, and it just keeps growing in sophistication and attendance. I am the envy. This air show is the envy of a lot of the local air shows in the Washington, D.C. area because of the number of warbirds that we have that come out.
That's right. You guys were the headquarters, the home base for the Arsenal of Democracy flyover.
It was, and it was absolutely fantastic. We had 54 World War II airplanes there last year. The plan is to do that again next year, or not next year, in 5 years to 2020. We're already kind of starting the initial planning for that right now because they're going to double it. In 2020, we're going to be launching 100 planes out of there.
So, I'm going to be on the Washington Mall watching that for sure.
It'll be fantastic.
It's going to be great. Now, you've got the air show coming up. When is that?
The air show is October 8th, and we have a series of events leading up to it. We have a formation flying clinic, a fast clinic, that happens starting on Tuesday the 4th through the 6th. On 7th will be our fourth annual Potomac flight, where we take a series of warbirds. This year, we're going to be doing a B-25 Panchito, maybe a second B-25, and a collection of T-6s, and we fly them down over the Pentagon, over Arlington Cemetery, in honor of our veterans.
Okay, I'd like to put in for a passenger on any of those aircraft, should you need ballast.
Eddie, we're happy to to include you in the flight.
Wow.
Making that commitment right now.
Okay.
I may regret. No, I'm kidding.
No.
We're going to be good. I'd love to have you come participate in that.
I really would like to do that, too, because I was there on the Washington Mall when you did the Arsenal of Democracy flyover. It was just superb. I mean, the flyover was great, and listening to all of those engines going over, it was fantastic. And it was very well received by the crowds there, too. They loved it.
I think everyone was astounded by the reception that we got. And one of the funnest things for me was the fact that we shut down traffic on the Beltway. It takes a lot to shut down traffic on the Beltway. We did that.
Wow. That I didn't know.
Yes.
That is an incredible feat when you can stop traffic.
Yeah, from the air.
And in D.C., no less, where the traffic is terrible 24/7.
That's right.
That's a major achievement there. Now, you've got a couple of special events going on at your air show.
Yes, we do. So this year, we're actually having a drone race. So you know that drones are fairly up and coming, but there's actually a fairly big educational component to it. The local community college, Germana College, has worked out a program with the state of Virginia, and they're hosting a series of educational programs, new associate's degree, focusing on drone technology to help industry. And as a result of that, there's been they set up drone training programs in the local high schools. And so this year, a lot of the high schools are having drone racing competing teams, and we're going to take several, it's like 8 high schools, we're going to have a compete-off at the air show right before the Wavered Airspace starts. About 11 o'clock that morning, we're going to do that. And to support that, our little air show, we went ahead and rented Jumbotrons, which are not cheap, but we raised the money for Jumbotrons, and so it's a major step up for the air show this year.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, these drone races, first off, I like the term multicopter. It's just a preference for me. But you've got a video link from a camera on these multirotors, and it goes back to the pilot. They're doing what is called FPV, first-person view.
Correct.
So it's like being in a cockpit. Are you going to be able to tie the Jumbotron in with the FPV transmissions from the multicopters?
That's what we believe. Now, obviously, there's a lot of media work to be accomplished there.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got the associated media trailer. We're working on recruiting the technicians that are going to be able to assist us with that. And then because you have Jumbotrons, we're also going to have a couple of guys walking around with video cameras to be able to support interviewing and that. Go up and talk to the performers before and after the show. So really kind of dress it up from a reporting perspective.
Like
the announcer. The announcer being able to interact with and have interviewers do that and be able to show that on the Jumbotron. So it really takes the air show up a level.
It sounds like you're going to have a great time.
We are. It's been a lot of fun. We got a really great group of volunteers that work this program, and we have a great vision in terms of where I want to go with it. Now, as in associated with that, we have, we're extremely focused on new and upcoming stars. So we got a couple of new people we're bringing into the show this year. We've never had Manfred Radius, who runs his Acro Glider Act, so we brought Manfred in. He's brand new to our show this year. Paul Dougherty from Pennsylvania is coming and performing in his Christian Eagle. And then a lot of our standard, Art Knowles flies his Harrier and his L-39. Scott Francis and his MX, which is an extremely high power, high energy show that Scott puts on. One of my very favorites. Clemens Gulig, Chef Pitts, is coming, and he's going to be doing two acts this year. He does one act in his pit special that is strictly engine off, and then he'll perform later on with full power.
Wait a minute. He's going to do a dead stick routine in the pits?
Yes, he is.
There's nobody out there doing that.
It's new. I saw it at the Manassas Air Show this year. It was wonderful, and so he's doing both those acts this year.
Oh, that sounds like a don't-miss opportunity.
Absolutely. And then, we have the Flying Circus, which comes and does their Acro Steerman and their Wing Walker act. We have a comedy act with the helicopter, kind of like our version of the Flying Farmer.
Okay.
And then lots of warbirds will be flying. Lots of warbirds.
I like warbirds, and I know there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way that I do. You just can't have enough warbirds.
Cannot have enough warbirds.
Well, you guys, you're going to do this flyover on on Washington. What kind of rigmarole do you have to go through to get the airspace cleared for you?
We've actually, since this is like the fourth time we've done it, and we kind of led the way for the Arsenal Democracy flight last year, we've actually got it down to, it's about a 90-day process for us now. So it's 90 days away. It's less than 90 days away. We've started the paperwork for that. And it's about four agencies involved. Arsenal Democracy went through prohibited airspace as opposed to restricted airspace. It was much more complicated. It took 19 agencies to interact with. Here it's four agencies we have to interact with.
So it's
still challenging, but it's very doable.
I can't imagine the board meetings that you had with all of these alphabet agencies involved. It had to be intense at times.
It was. Even the Park Service got involved because the Park Service was, the Washington Mall is managed by the Park Service, and they would not sign off it unless they understood whether the radial engines were going to damage the monuments, the noise.
Seriously?
I'm serious. So we had to do a study on that, cite some statistic about the decibel levels and the impact on old stone, and we're good. We took care of it.
Oh, my. That's amazing. I never would have thought about anything like that. It's just an airplane flying by. In my line, anyway.
Can't be any worse than the helicopters that go up and down.
Yeah, that's about right, because they have military choppers going in and out of there all the time.
So a couple of other quick things logistically is, again, it's a free air show. We have lots of great vendors that come out, and a lot of nonprofit agencies that kind of come out and set up their food vendors and that kind of stuff. But it's a free air show. Parking is at the two local high schools, and we shuttle people back and forth so that we can accommodate the large number of crowds that come. But it happens rain or shine. A lot of the acro acts and that have low-level acro acts in case the cloud deck is down. But last year we had gorgeous weather, and like I said, we had about 8,000 people that came out. So.
And not only that, but in October, we're starting to get into fall here, and the weather is still half decent. The color change in the trees and everything.
It is. Beautiful time.
It is.
And the town of Culpeper loves it. I love people to come out, especially if they're from out, not local to Culpeper. I love them to come and explore the town. And the town's just a wonderful place. In fact, my wife and I spent 15 years living in Fairfax, and we moved to Culpeper last year. So we actually became Culpeper residents ourselves. We just love the community so much.
And not only that, but it's a shorter commute to the airport.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's not a bad thing. Now, if people want to go online and find out information about this, where do they go?
We have a wonderful website. It's called CulpepperAirFest.com. And Culpepper is spelled C-U-L-P-E-P-E-R.
Culpepper. It's cull with pepper. That's cool.
Well, pepper, people want to put two P's in there. It's not P-E-P-P-E-R.
Yeah.
It's C-U-L-P-E-P-E-R.
Aha. Okay. I made the same mistake.
Yes, I saw.
Thanks for straightening that out.
AirFest.com, Eddie.
Well, I'm pretty sure they could also get on there and use a search engine like Google and find it as well.
They would find it, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. All signs lead to the Culpepper AirFest.
And we're about 50 miles southwest of Washington, D.C.
It's not a bad area.
It's gorgeous, right up against, nestled up against the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't think of a thing to say.
I'm kind of dead now.
I was going to say, during that time of year, it's very, very beautiful. I live in Florida, and so I don't get to see the color changes like that. And to see the oranges and the lack of green out there is really beautiful, but...
Oh, let me just do one other shout out too. I'm going to have working a lot of new static displays this year. Kevin Richlick from Manassas runs the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue. There's a wonderful organization that supports local law enforcement with their helicopter search and rescue. He's going to be coming down and setting up a nice static display. Adrian Eichhorn completely restored his VTOL Bonanza, finished around the world flight in that, and the VTOL is up here behind one of the exhibit halls, gorgeous VTOL, and he's going to be giving us a talk about his trip around the world.
Sounds fantastic. Well, you've been listening to Dan Haig, the chairman of the Culpepper AirFest. I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.